There's something to be said about efficiency, which is why I'm spending less time on digressions in 2025 and more time staring into the void. Are we living in the fever dream of a thousand monkeys? Will I ever create a new font? Why can't I eat my salt lamp? This and more, I mean less. Less on I Digress. Now a tight one-hour show every other Monday at 3 p.m. and Wednesday at 8 a.m. right here on 93.9 FM CICK Smithers Community Radio.
Hello and welcome to my last show of 2025. It's a beautiful day. It's kind of warmed up a little bit here. I have so much music that I believe this playlist or this I'm going to have to do two episodes of my best of now that I'm back to an hour. So what made the list and what's made best ofs is not just albums. It includes singles, but mostly it includes stuff that I had generally on repeat or on multiple shows or albums and songs that I sent to a lot of people to listen to. So that was my criteria. And yeah, we're just going to jump right in with one that came out in about September of this year, I believe. Absolutely fell in love with this and then listened to it on repeat until I was nearly sick of it. But we're going to start off with Natalie Bergman from her album, which was called My Home Is Not In This World. And we're going to start with the song Gunslinger. You are listening to I Digress on CSCK 93.9 FM, CSCK Smithers Community Radio. My name is Pammer, and we are proudly broadcasting from the unceded Gitindim territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Thanks for tuning in.
pretentious. You veil a shattered bowl, the sharp edge of a broken nail. I clean it up because I clean it up so well. Stay away from me, I'm nowhere now. The cold curtain is stained after one day of heavy rain. Wash the ash and dust off of Los Angeles. Now she's clean and I'm afraid.
Change the way.
There's no blame in this game.
right there. I won't back down, no. Come around today. You said you wanted to. Thank you.
Right now in this beautiful place.
All right, that was, I guess we'll just call it part one of the of my best of playlist so far. So in there we heard, well, we just heard from Cass McCombs from his album that he released this year called Interior Live Oak. Cass McCombs is an American singer-songwriter who has been writing amazing kind of alt folk rock for years. And I chose to play a song off of Interior Live Oak just because I found this album really repeatable. I would just play it kind of front to back and sometimes even just a couple times in a row without really noticing it while I'd be working on things, whether that be kind of housework or things on the computer. And I chose the song Home at Last. Priestess is also one that really stood out to me as well. If you did listen to my show last week as well, Cass McCombs and Panda Bear just released a single. And I don't know, if you like that sound, honestly, just follow him. Cass McCombs, one of those artists that just hasn't disappointed, has never disappointed me. And then we heard the song Wrong Planet from the band Ribbon Skirt. And Ribbon Skirt is a collaborative project. They just released an album. They're from Ontario. They released the album Bite Down this year. Then they also released a slightly heavier, slightly more garage EP called Pensacola as well. So you can check both of those out if you dug Ribbon Skirt. Then we heard from Water From Your Eyes. And that's actually, the album's called It's a Beautiful Place, and the song's called Life Signs. Sorry, I feel like I'm losing my voice and it's bothering me, and I can't get out of my head about it. Water From Your Eyes I actually found out about from watching Rick Beato when he does his, top five pop songs of the week or whatever, and I hadn't heard Water From Your Eyes, and he had put it as one of the better albums, or at least that song was one of the better songs of 2025, and so listened to It's a Beautiful Place, absolutely loved it, and wanted to share that song with you. Then we heard Go Kurosawa before that from the album Soft Shakes. We heard the song Moon Please, and Go Kurosawa is the drummer and singer from Kikugaku Moyo, who's a Japanese psych band. I used to play them a lot, have a couple of their albums, and so that's the drummer and singer from Kikugaku Moyo. Then before that, good old Canadian content, we heard from Lamping and Bloodshot Bill. Lamping is it's a duo, they're a Toronto-based psych project as well, and it's Mikhail Galkin, and the drummer is Jay Anderson of Lamping, so definitely sounds like Toronto psych if you ask me. And then Bloodshot Bill is I've been a fan of Bloodshot Bill and have had the pleasure of meeting him, booking him, and interviewing him, as well as cooking dinner for him once when I lived in London. And he's a one-man band, absolutely brings so much sweat and so much feeling to his shows. It really sounds like it couldn't possibly just be one person making all that music, but that's him. Then we heard a new one from US Girls, and so that's Meg Remy. She lives in Toronto, and earlier this year she did release an album called Scratch It, and it was kind of a country soul experimental album, and she recorded it in Nashville with some really well-known Nashville session players. And but I didn't play a song off of Scratch It. I mean, if you want to, I say absolutely listen, give Scratch It a listen if you like Meg Remy. I mean, her sound is constantly evolving. She definitely started off like very like lo-fi bedroom pop, and then went kind of a little more, I would almost say like Toronto psych / pop indie, and then went totally glam and disco, which I really, really liked that phase. And then now is kind of just sort of almost revisiting, it feels like, some of her roots, and slightly more bedroomy, but highly emotional in both lyrical content and as well, like philosophically, her music is really about something. Excuse me, the song that we heard was called Running Errands, and that's a single from US Girls. Then we heard Nowhere Now. I mean, you all heard me here play American Dust this year. That's Eve Adams. That album came out in August of 2025, and it's sort of a folk noir soundscape for the American Southwest. And then began our show with Natalie Bergman, and we heard the song Gunslinger from the album My Home Is Not In This World. Okie doke, so back to where we're going. Okay, so I am going to hop into more of this playlist. As I said, I'm not going to be able to get to it all today, but I will pick the rest of it up next week when I'm back on air. But I'd like to take this moment to thank the sponsor of my radio show. It's Nature's Pantry right here in beautiful Smithers, British Columbia. They're located on First Ave. And thank you so much for continuously sponsoring my radio show throughout the year. I'd also like to give a shout out to my very dedicated listeners. Many of them are in Ontario, which I appreciate, and I mean it, you guys. Very few hosts or friends, not none, but have like such dedicated listeners. Glenn, who's the station manager and who also is host of Outside In, which is one of CSEK's longest running shows. It airs on Sundays at 5. He has family and an extended family that listens in San Diego. But I just want to say thank you to everybody so much for sticking with me throughout all of my radio shows. I was telling friends the other day that this is my fourth radio show that I've had in 15 years. I've only taken a few breaks, but generally having a radio show has just been my way that I feel like I can really stay in touch with my friends and family. So yeah, thank you all so much. Okay, anyway, let's get to it. Listener warning for the next song after after my little stinger here. There's a little bit of strong language in it. But, and same with a little Sim song and Dargs as well. So listener be warned. And yeah, let's just get to more music. This is I Digress. This has been show number 195. I've still got you here until 4 today. And I'll be sure to do a sign off before the end of the hour. All right, let's get to it.
Outside the head, control the mind. To arrange them is to control people's thinking. I don't know you. I don't know you. I want to explode.
Thank you. For money, don't look at me for love, don't look at me for peace, don't look at me for war, don't look at me for money, don't look at me for love, don't look at me for peace, stop looking. I'm sick of being stared at, way too many whips in my bare back while sleeping on the air mat. Trace, your eyes looking, this is more than all the time that I put in with ways that I couldn't and things that I shouldn't. Turn to more money, more respect, more bookings. You don't ask about me till your back's against the wall, true. Don't walk the way you talk till you're forced to crawl. You think that I don't care, but I am appalled. You only hit me when your monthly bills due. Don't look for me, I ain't got your money, little bitch, what's up? Yeah. Don't look for me, please stop asking for trouble. Yeah. Don't look for me, I ain't got your money, little bitch, what's up? Yeah. Don't look for me. Fix problems too much on my plate, got it. I can't fix issues or carry your weight, got it. Don't hate me if you're looking to fail your empty wallet. I can't always be the shoulder for the lean. The flout is hypnotic, the speakers are silk sonic. It's harder to stay modest while money fills my wallet, goddamn. Sometimes I'm in solitude cause I'm surrounded by so many people eating my food. They say it comes with the rules and that I shouldn't be rude. Cause once you start taking off, you gotta pay all your dues, they say. Don't forget the place that you came from, but I ain't giving shit to you if you ain't helped from day one. They don't look for me, I ain't got your money, little bitch, what's up? They don't look for me, please stop asking for a pay cut.
These people wanna take this out.
They don't look for me, I ain't got your money, little old get active. They don't look for me, I ain't got your money, start asking. Don't look at me for money, don't look at me for love, don't look at me for peace, don't look at me for war, don't look at me for money, don't look at me for love, don't look at me for peace, stop looking.
Okay, coming back in for my last little break here. So what did we hear? Well, that was London, UK artist by the name of Dargs. And the album that was released this year is called Friends and Family. And we just heard the song, Stop Looking. And it's a bit of a genre jumping. It's a feel good album, that's for sure. It's got some contemporary jazz to it, hip hop, funk pop, and R&B, which I think you heard a little bit of in in the song Stop Looking. Then before that, it was my absolutely obsessive listen for 2025, which was Lotus by Symbiatu Ajikawa, which goes by the name Little Sims. And according to my Dark Overlord music streamer, I listened to this album more than 20 times this year, and that's not even including the times I listened to it on vinyl. It's a breakup album of the artist-producer kind, and I just really think that Sim is super mature in her approach to kind of reverse Unoing her previous producer that she had worked with, who she did have to sue, who goes by the name Inflow. And that's who this album is mostly based on. If you want to hear more from Sim, there is an interview. She does an interview with Louis Theroux on the Louis Theroux podcast, which is good. But Louis has this really annoying habit of just absolutely interrupting people when they're speaking. And I love listening to her. She's got such a great voice, really good insights. And has just been one of those directed thinkers her whole life. I mean, she speaks about wanting to be a rapper when she was a child. So check it out if you want to hear more from Little Sims. You can check that out. Okay, then before that we heard, so they're from Baja California, Mexico. So Baja California is an area of Mexico. And it's a duo that go by the name Laurel Meets the Obsolete. And they have this like super uneasy and unassumingly dark and troubling electro music that they've been making, which I absolutely love. And they released their fourth full-length album in 2025. It's called Corporal, but the song that I played for you was off of a mix remix released called Control, which is also the name of the 6-minute breathy meditation that I played today. And then before that, just after the break, we heard Dry Cleaning. They're from London, UK. And we heard Hit My Head All Day from Let Me Grow and You'll See the Fruit, which is a 3-song EP released in 2025 in anticipation of their upcoming album, which will come out in 2026, called Secret Love. Okay, that's as far as we got today. That's actually pretty close to where I had aimed to stop playing by today. So tune in next week, which will be 2026. Hopefully you have some plans that feel exactly right for you. If you are someone who feels the pressure to celebrate on New Year's Eve, or you're someone who really likes to ring in New Year's because you, like me, you just enjoy these days that kind of just signify change and moving forward and kind of letting go of the past so that you can be a little more present with your present. Yeah, so hopefully you have something enjoyable and good people to be with, unless you want to be completely alone, in which case, yeah, I get it. That sounds awesome, too. And, yeah, if you want to know what's going on around Smithers, just go to Smithers Events. I don't really have anything to promote for that, as I am keeping it kind of quiet this year myself. Yes, well, that's it. Thank you so much for tuning in and for listening. Hopefully you had good holidays. Feel like they're still continuing on my end of things here, but I think I'm going to go home and have a hot toddy so I could take care of this throat. Okay, I love you all so much. This has been episode 195 of I Digress on CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio.